Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Keystone, Colorado at 545 Productions. Damn it.
No,
I messed
you're
it up
doing
again.
Great. You're doing great. Great.
You're doing just great.
Here in Consensual Studios.
You're going to get a trophy when this is done. Anyway.
We're
it
your
matter.
Just fuck ups of hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Hey, right here, man.
Just Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Just sitting over here fucking it up.
And
just
I am here fucking it up. Hollywood Whitmore. And we are ignorant and uninformed about most things. So we're going to take 30 minutes of your time to turn this into your podcast with your topics. Max, tell them why their topics are so important.
Your topics are so important because that's what we talk about, sort of. and we give you t-shirts.
Indirectly so.
Yeah, usually it's just like a loose, rough guideline. And honestly, we'll talk about whatever the fuck we want to. But hey, whatever. It's cool. We appreciate you guys and your topics so much. We send you T-shirts for topics, the name of the show. Twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un. Hit us up on the Facebooks, yeah. Message the show, become a friend of the show. Email us, topics at ignorantanduninformed.com, or visit the website, ignorantanduninformed.com. Download the episodes, stream all the episodes, click the topics button, ask your questions, get your T-shirts. Thanks for playing, y'all.
Yeah, man. Well, we need a beautiful topic out of that bowl of topicness, so who wants
there
to draw
go,
it?
Benji.
Well, you want me to do it?
Benji's I do.
Gonna draw it.
He gonna do one.
He gonna do one. One.
All right, man.
Talk about, oh, it's written.
All
it's
right.
Like typing.
Mike Jones at The Mike Jones.
Ah. Mike Jones.
At The Mike Jones.
Mike Jones is a friend of mine.
Oh, kick ass.
At The Mike Jones, if you want to hit him up on Twitter.
Well, we got to get him a
shirt
somehow.
The Mike Jones. I like that. I like that.
It's not Ohio State.
What's the topic?
Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Yeah, so this is probably from like, you know,
Civil
Captain
War.
America Civil War.
Okay, so Team Captain America or
Team
or...
Captain America or Team Iron Man.
All right, so what's the I haven't seen that show. So why are two good guys or supposed good guys fighting each other?
Legal regulation.
Yeah. Oh, Captain America is a do-gooder at once.
No. Surprisingly
Captain America
not.
is So basically what happened in the comic books and kind of
hold
in the
on,
movie,
let me put my headphones on for this one. This is about to get
killer.
Because
I saw the movie and I obviously I thought what you thought too. Like, but go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, please.
So like, so what happened is there's
this.
Like this kind of tragic worldwide event that happens as a in the comic books. It's a result of this superhero team that end up getting somebody killed, and so it's kind of sparks this national. Outrage and like, you know, it's a little like The Incredibles, like, you know, fucking
oh yeah,
superheroes need to be registered. They just can't
oh,
save
if Hulk
everyone
throws
without...
somebody through a building, like chances of nobody being in that building
yeah
pretty
yeah,
slim.
No, like so it's kind of this whole like superheroes are causing a lot of problems too for regular people, so there's this movement in the government to start registering the superheroes,
the Muslims
and the exactly. And
only the Muslim superheroes though,
so Captain America really doesn't want to go along with that. And in the movie,
nor Magneto.
They play up the whole like guilt factor for Iron Man, like that Tony Stark is really guilty about what happens, like that he feels personally responsible. So he kind of goes along with the government and says, yeah, we probably should be in check, you know, like
really?
there's like the government should probably have a say in what we do. And you know, so we're held responsible. But basically what this means is they have to reveal their secret identities and register with the government. And so blah, blah, blah. There's this, you know, long narrative and several events that lead up to this. Spider-Man plays a key part in the comics where he ends up of his own accord revealing his secret identity as Peter Parker and on live TV and blah, blah, blah.
I wonder if Shazam walked in, if everybody would be like...
You're an 8-year-old kid.
Get out of here.
Like, we don't care. You're not old enough to vote.
Yeah, you're not old enough to vote. Get out of here.
He goes, Shazam! And turns into Shazam.
Right.
That'd be great. But so Captain America kind of ends up leading the resistance of the superheroes who don't think that the government should really, you know, be involved.
So who's on that team? Like the main ones.
Team Cap ends up with, Black Widow kind of plays both. She ends up on both sides at various times. Ant-Man. It's like it was a whole Marvel Universe storyline thing.
Okay.
Like it was a mini series that they did and it involved I don't know, dozens, if not a hundred or so of each.
So almost every Marvel, like pretty much everybody in Marvel had to pick a side,
chose a side. Essentially, it was a big thing.
And that's the Civil War,
and that's what they made the third Captain America movie about. Captain America Civil War, where it really kind of came down between Cap and Iron Man, like they were the two leaders of each faction, and then there were far less in the movie, obviously, because they don't have the rights to all of the superhero characters. And
well, also, how do you make a movie?
Also, how do you introduce all these people, and you know, like,
yeah, and give everyone their screen
time. So like the Winter Soldier and Bucky ends up siding with Captain America, and so they're like friends, but he's kind of a criminal in the film, so Captain America kind of becomes a vigilante, and they're, you know, they've kind of at this point they've dissolved SHIELD mostly, and you know, so now and then, like, so Vision is on team Iron Man, and their Scarlet Witch becomes kind of a central figure in the movies.
Because you know half these people you're talking about, so again, they really need to have 100 movies up to this movie. Right. You know, to introduce all these Marvel heroes.
Or the comics. It's a six book collection.
It would be nice if they did these, like, little books, like pamphlets on
so
them.
So I could just catch up on all the information.
Well, they have these, like, you know, they're like 100 so pages of comics, and there's kind of like all the combined storylines. And there's six books of those, Civil War 1 through 6. It's actually really good if you ever get a chance to read it. If you like comic
Books.
Yeah.
I won't. I'll never have a chance.
I refuse. So I don't know. I tend to side Team Cap myself, but that's just me, because, you know, I think that, like, ultimately, you know, of course, this is a giant allegory for big government or you know, less government, I guess. But so ultimately.
So you're Team Cap. Now, let me ask you this. I love to do this with people that are like, I hate cops. It's like, all right, who do you call when your mother gets raped? You know, when you walk in and your wife or your mother is beat the fuck up, who are you going to call? Like, the cops you hate, or are you going to call your gang? You know, who are you going to call? Like, you know,
the police?
So,
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what happens
if... I'm a rule follower, so I'm going to call the police.
Right, but what if Cap... Okay, Team Cap, all right. What if they throw Iron Man through your house and refuse to accept damages and pay for your house? Insurance won't cover it because it doesn't cover superhero damage, because you're not supposed to have those people in your house. You didn't buy that policy, because what are the chances of superheroes ever coming into your house? But it just so happens they get into a fight in Summit here. Iron Man gets thrown through your house. Do you feel any differently at that point? When they won't regulate it and there is nobody to go to for said damages. Because as fucked up as it is, man, as much as I try to enjoy all these movies, as they're getting thrown through Manhattan or the equivalent thereof that they call it, I always just wonder.
Marvel Universe is set in this
world.
So there's New York and Chicago.
Okay, okay.
Like all those cities.
So yeah, so
it's not like Central City.
They bombed through downtown Chicago and caused billions of dollars worth of damage, not to mention traffic delays for all the repairs that have to be made. You know, let's look at it like realistically, if this did happen. Yeah. Like, there would have to be some kind of compensation regulation, man. The American people just wouldn't be like, oh, just throw it on the taxes, man.
Well, in the movie, it's not about, like, who pays for what. It's more about policing, right?
Okay.
It's like, do the superheroes police themselves, and are they morally responsible for their own actions, or do they submit to the government so they are, like, on the government leash?
I gotcha.
So that's because, like, Benji, you are one of the most, I don't want to say anti-government, but suspicious of government initiatives.
That's because,
like,
they're
people I know.
Suspicious fucking people, Max.
Right. So this is my point, is that, like, would you rather have
because
your
they put that radio on my teeth.
Would you rather have your superheroes, like, at the beck and call of the government to be like, why don't you guys go do this? Or would you rather have them policing themselves?
See, I feel like, well, I mean, we have that right now already. Cat. It's not superheroes. It's just an army. You know, now we can be in 150 countries. You know, like, why do we have a military presence in 150 countries? That's the way I feel if the government got a hold of it. It's just, instead of being like, hey, Saddam's really fucking with some people, we're going to send our army over there. No, you just send fucking Iron Man.
Send the Avengers.
Yeah, you just send Iron Man. Like, they become the hit squad for the government.
Precisely.
Was that the argument that Iron Man or that Captain America had? Is that they just become the hit squad for the government?
Yeah, that they couldn't act without consent of the government.
Right. And so eventually, like, how long before it's like
the word?
Before it's like, hey, I got a job for you.
Exactly. That's what they would be doing. So, right. That's like what
they become the errand boys for.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Cap was like, well, we're responsible for our own sense of right and wrong, and the government can't. We're not going to be the.
Interesting.
We don't need authorization to go save a bunch of people because that's essentially what you're asking us to do. Like, we're not going to sanction. That was the word. It's not going to be. We're not going to sanction this activity until it serves the government's interests. And so that was what Captain America was worried about because he lived through World War II and he was a little bit, kind of like, I've seen what happens when a madman has control of, he's implying that that Hitler, I don't know. What is that theory that the longer a conversation goes on, that the likelihood of a Hitler comparison or Nazi reference to Nazis?
Get the fuck out of here. Did somebody fucking do a study on that?
I had no idea that has been formalized.
It's just it's like something's law or something's something. And basically it's
Nuremberg's law.
I'm sure that's what it is. But it says the longer any conversation goes on, the likelihood of a reference to Hitler or Nazism exponentially rising.
But I feel like you could make that comment for anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the longer any conversation goes on, food will be brought more up. Of a chance.
Yeah, that's anything true. Like, not necessarily a reference to
right.
Hitler,
it could be fake plants or Gandalf or right.
You're 100% right on everything you just said. Right, because you just talked about every one of those things.
Right.
And we've been talking for a minute. So,
So the chance of anything.
This is funny.
I would call that the law of averages. I think that's what it's called. the law of shit that's definitely going to happen.
Chaos theory.
Yeah.
Who do you side with?
Oh, I'm on Team Cap for almost anything. Like, I am pro self-policing as opposed to, having some other regulatory body come in.
It's interesting that skydiving is not really federally regulated very much. And the reason is because they police themselves.
And they're
very, very, very big on that. So they hate injuries and they hate deaths because everybody that's careless adds to that. Maybe the government should step in.
Yeah, it's like
maybe the government should step in.
It's raising that question again.
Yeah, so every single fucking time, they're all a very, very careful. Like, you would think, skydivers are all hardcore, huck it and chuck it kind of fucking dudes, but they're all very fucking particular because, they've all had friends that have seriously injured or died doing this, especially once you get to a certain point. Like, you really have to be careful. It behooves you to fucking to regulate your own shit. I mean, you're the one under the canopy.
Well, because at least it goes back to control.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, exactly. And it's like, and I think one of the arguments that, was being made in those comics and in the movies was we're not superhumans. We're not, the risk of a superhuman becoming good or evil is something that, only another superhuman can deal with. You know what I mean?
Well, Hancock touched into that, remember?
Yeah.
Where he went to prison and he had to jump out to get the basketball and jump back in with the ball. But he could leave prison anytime he wanted. So it's kind of like,
a choice for them.
Right. It's a choice for them. So, yeah, it's the same.
I feel you. I don't know. It's an interesting.
But it's the Magneto fucking Captain Picard. Xavier, that's who it is.
Captain Picard and Magneto.
No, it's the Magneto.
My money's on Magneto.
Yeah, Xavier.
Sorry.
Genre mixing alert. Mixing alert.
I don't know, dude. If he had the Enterprise, who knows? Who knows?
Is it made of metal?
Q on his back. He's got Q on his side.
Now we're taking it. Now we're bringing it.
We're talking about alloy.
Titanium. It is not magnetic.
Thank you. A hyper alloy.
Come on.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He's right.
Oh, okay.
The deflector shields release all magnetism fields that would get. Thank you, Ben.
Right.
And
if Magneto gets his spaceship, then maybe it'll be a fair fight. Right.
So this is almost kind of a very similar argument,
House of
because Man, they want to control. They want all the mutants to register.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very similar argument. Do you feel the same as far as let's go X-Men? Argument. Do you feel the same with the X-Men argument?
I have a shirt that says Magneto was right, and I stand by that shirt.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that shirt. And I'm actually pro Magneto also. because I believe that he's right because
the Brotherhood is
well,
is,
the
is
government
right.
will overstep their bounds and will, you know, like Xavier, like he's just very optimistic well, I think, and ideological.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got like this very utopian view of mutants and humans and getting along together.
The world
but
doesn't exactly
I'm with Magneto
work like that.
That they are people are scared of mutants.
Right. I think where Magneto loses my vote is when he talk, you know, he creates the Brotherhood basically to take the law into their own hands and preemptive strike on the humans and destroy all humans. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's
so that's where he
kind of
loses.
That that's
me.
A little excessive.
It's a little bit. I'm just like I guess philosophically that's where I just like
I
think that, you know, if they wanted to leave well enough alone, protect themselves.
Then they could.
Then they could, and they should. But when they're like, well, the humans are, you know.
Well, you could go fucking, fully defensive.
Humans, hey, yeah, it's exactly.
You know, you could be completely defensive.
Again,
I get that.
That's
the argument, I think, is that you take the fight to the people because eventually he just gets pissed.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, but
just
they've taken a lot from him, Ben. You've seen it. You know what they've taken from
that's
Magneto.
True. He went through the Holocaust.
Exactly.
And,
dude. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been through a lot.
He didn't put his yellow star,
his
yellow M on his arm because he was a mutant. He knows how that story is.
He knows how that goes. He'll show you the tattoo on his wrist.
Oh.
That's sad. The Holocaust is sad.
I mean, that would suck, dude. Also, like trying to really hide your identity and then having to come out and say, because you know there'd be like dude,
yeah,
press
no,
would be all over that.
Well,
like,
that's
anybody
the real hard, well, it's you know, the whole reason that superheroes have secret identities is so that their loved ones and their friends aren't subject to danger.
Like, you don't have any loved ones.
I don't. Really.
You know
well,
the fucked up part,
don't.
Dude, is no one would still know that Bruce Wayne was Batman. Like
DC,
the most obvious
different.
Fucking yeah, I know, but yep. Still, it's still nobody would know that Bruce Wayne was Batman. It's the same. I mean, dude, the law is going to transcend.
Well, and that was the thing.
Transcend
everybody
Marvel
knows,
and DC.
Everyone knows Tony Stark is Iron Man, so he didn't have a dog
right.
in that fight. You know, like so. It was,
right.
So that was one of the things that was brought up was like, and people know, but people also know that Steve Rogers is Captain America. Like that, he doesn't have a secret identity because
right.
he's a super soldier from World War II. Who like, but he's also like. All of his loved ones pretty much are people he met in the last, you know, 10 years when he was unfrozen capsicle. And, you know, so like his family, friends, and everyone except basically Bucky Barnes, his best friend from World War II, who is also a super soldier, is like new people. Peggy Carter, she passed away.
I mean, I was surprised in watching that movie that like, because to me, like I expected Iron Man, Tony Stark, to be like the rebel that was anti-government, like
right.
fuck the man and Captain
but
America.
But Captain America toes
right.
the fucking line,
to be
right?
the Boy Scout.
He's the Boy Scout.
Right. So that's why I was like sitting
but
there
no.
just like,
he says,
huh.
no, this is wrong. Because it ultimately came down to his internal sense of right and wrong. And it wasn't, there was not a lawful move on the scale of law and chaos, essentially.
Interesting.
So, you know, like, so
typically interesting.
Captain
America, so interesting.
Say, it's pretty compelling
to, go against, to go against your lawful good nature and do something that is not lawful is at least neutral good.
What did we decide that I was chaotic neutral? You decide that?
I mean, that's up to you, buddy. I don't know. What are
I
you?
I think I fall in different places along those lines, depending on the day. Chaotic good is typically how I would describe you. Robin Hood, like, you know,
yeah,
not really any you know, rob from the rich, give to the poor.
Yeah, I'm not
because
very, like, mean
it's
and
right.
malicious to anybody. Like, I'm not, like.
Yeah. And you don't just do things for the sake of, like, causing
right.
chaos.
Yeah,
Superman is, like, lawful good because he's,
right.
you know, the Boy Scout, essentially. So any character that, like, does because they've learned the rules, follow the rules, and they're, but they're, you know, they do good. As well, so you can be lawful. You can be lawful evil, and like Darth Vader is lawful evil, and because he uses the you know he uses the rules because he's on top, and so he typically like he creates evil through law and rule. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, which is okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, in my opinion, like, if it's okay for if it's okay for the lawful good guy to exist, it's okay for the lawful evil guy to exist.
Right.
Like, they're really just – they're about the same fucking thing. It's just they're on different sides of the coin. That's it. Like, sure. Like they both like rules. Yeah. They both like law. They both like order.
Yeah.
Just one wants this particular idea and the other one wants the other
one. Yeah, one is using the system to help themselves and the other is using the system to help other people.
Right.
Well, then there's like
– which he may believe
neutral.
Is helping everybody. You know, like the Empire, you know, it's a collective. It's not just him and the Emperor. You know, there's a lot of people involved. There's a lot of jobs at stake. Like, that Death Star didn't fucking build itself.
I knew people on that Death Star.
There's a lot of –
I mean, that
created a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm sure? And I'm sure that was one of the Emperor's platforms when he was running for Emperor. Right? Because that's how they do it, right? I mean, that's how they do it.
They
elect their Emperor, you know?
Well, I mean, they gave him emergency powers during the war.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah. That's how it all started. That's right.
Democracy died with a thunderous applause.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
So they made him the Emperor, and he reforged the – and he had enough power to reforge the Republic into an empire. A new galactic empire.
I gotta go through and watch the old ones, The Empire Strikes Back, and all that.
Dude, I just watched The Force Awakens last night. Actually,
is that the newest one?
Remember? Yeah, the new ones. It holds up.
Remember
Star Wars?
Remember Star Wars?
I remember. The member berries.
So that's dude. That's funny because you were like really, really not looking forward to this one coming out, and you were really, really negative about. Was it J.J. Abrams that took him over? Yeah. That you were really.
I was
really
skeptical. I was
very skeptical.
Because I can't get
so it cut
as
the mustard then for
about
you.
Any, yeah, it held up. I was pleasantly surprised.
Interesting.
But I also didn't build up my expectations as much as I did for the prequels.
Good for you.
because we're
talking about the real issues here today, folks.
By the time we got to episode two, which we're not going to talk about
Star
Wars.
Captain America versus Iron Man.
Exactly.
This goes deeper than that, though.
We're talking
this
about
is
moral.
Not just do you like Captain America or Iron Man.
Yeah, this is deep.
Team Cap or Team Iron Man. What they stand for. This is a philosophical.
This is who you are as a person. Mm. This is Trump Hillary shit right here. I mean, this is the real deal. Yeah. Mm. You heard it here. You heard it here first.
Going into the DC universe, I would you know, there's the what do they call it? The something contingency. It's basically the Justice League. Batman has a protocol to take down every member of the Justice League. That, like, in the worst case scenario, that when they go rogue and they need to be controlled,
Batman's the one that does it.
Batman took it upon himself, including his own weaknesses. He has a file for him for how to take down Batman if he goes rogue. But they're like emergency protocols that only, I think, John Johnson, the Martian Manhunter, has access to because he can get the. And then. But what happens in the Justice League?
Where does he keep those files? Oakland? Is that where he keeps those files? Yeah, it's Oakland.
Well, right,
it's Oakland.
But it's like Batman only has access to Batman is the guy who like determines when and where he uses those protocols on the other one. Like Superman, it's obviously Kryptonite. They have like, you know, he gets some kind of, I can't remember what it is, but then Wonder Woman you have to fight her to exhaustion and then
rape her.
Yeah, exactly right. But
the only way to kill her pride.
But then, like, Batman is you have to use his parents against him. Like, you have to, like, somehow figure out.
That's his
basically
weakness.
Reveals his secret identity and has something to do with his submission. Like, yeah, like he. Well, and then, like, you have to make Green Lantern has to give up his willpower. Like, you have to break his will, which is usually, like, by bringing up Star Sapphire. Anyway.
Of course.
But there's all these protocols to like take down, and then like the Flash, you can.
So who's your
stop
guy?
The Flash.
You're playing a game, Marvel versus DC. You're playing the video game.
I like that game.
Who wins that tournament?
What is that game called?
Marvel versus DC, I believe.
No. There was that one. Oh, Gods Among Us, but that was all DC characters, right?
I don't know. You came over and we balled on one for a while. Remember?
Dude,
when?
It was epic.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to that game? It was Injustice, God Among Us.
Yeah, Injustice. What the fuck happened to that game?
I don't know. That still exists. They were going to make another one. Then there was DC versus Mortal Kombat that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think they've
done
a DC.
You didn't answer my question, man. You go cross-platform, who wins?
Okay. I can pick any DC versus Marvel character?
No, any character.
DC or Marvel.
Any character out of DC or Marvel, who is – fucking cage match champion.
So we're playing Captain Royal Parameters. Rumble. So it's not about who you identify the most right. with, but it's, who is the most powerful.
Who's winning the Royal Rumble cage okay. match? I don't know enough about them all to make a decision. Really tough, Ben's the only one I know that could.
Well, I'm trying to compare DC and Marvel now because they're so separate and the universes are like kind of different, to be quite honest. But
I mean, what exists in a place that's called Chicago? The other one's Metropolis. So that'd be the same thing. You can't even fucking put these two things in
Metropolis
the same
is kind of New York. It's actually where it's between Boston and New York, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. And where's Gotham?
Gotham is essentially Chicago. Where New York is, but it's like upstate New York.
Yeah, see, I think Gotham is Chicago, Metropolis is New York City.
That's what I always thought.
That's what I think, too.
But that's why we call the podcast what we do.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a map where they map out on the United States where these other cities are.
I believe that.
Like, I've always thought of, like, Central City as more Chicago. Than...
The fuck is Central City?
Oh, that's where the Flash and everybody is. The Flash and all them live.
I've always thought of that as more like...
Okay.
But it's actually – I don't think it's even in the Midwest. I think it's
– No, because, see, I always considered like Central City like was like Boston-esque or New Jersey.
It could be.
You there's know, a it was, map. Close to it was close it to Metropolis.
Huh. Well, there's like Starling City, which is supposedly on the West Coast.
Which is Boston, obviously.
But obviously. Star City. That's what the Green Arrow is.
Mm.
And then the Green Lantern. I can't remember what city he's from. Anyway, someone's
he's
probably
coastal. Yeah.
Coast I remember City. It's Coast City, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And that's like L.A. That's like West Coast, I think. Because that's where Ferris Arms.
That's where Hancock was.
Aeronautics or whatever.
Hancock was kind of L.A.-ish, right?
Yeah, it was like West Coast somewhere. Anywho.
I would like to see the West Coast heroes and the East Coast heroes
fight. I think
Gotham's
more like...
Just like Tupac and Biggie.
It's in like Baltimore area. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Baltimore.
But they
I can see that. There's
DC,
a lot of crime there.
Like, isn't there, like, still the capital is in Washington?
That's where S.H.I.E.L.D. is based, right? In the Justice League?
But Marvel exists in real cities. S.H.I.E.L.D. is a Marvel organization. There's basically the equivalent in the DC universe, but I can't remember what it's called.
So who wins?
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Who wins? Answer the question, man.
Well, okay, so then who – if you can't answer that, then who are, like, the last three people standing?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Who's the top guy on each one? And let's just, yeah. Right, and then if they battled, who won?
The argument could be made that Superman is the ultimate being.
I know how you feel about Superman.
And he's like, but see,
but
the
you
thing
can
is,
take him out with kryptonite.
Superman is.
And magic.
But all he's always.
And intelligence, obviously, because Lex Luthor fucking kicks his ass all the fucking time.
Yeah. There is the argument that could be
ultimately,
made that
he
Superman.
Loses,
always fights with restraint. He's never fully let go of his power, like, because he knows how dangerous it is. But that basically he could destroy the earth with a single.
Sounds like a douchey dude. Like, I always pull my punches.
Well, he does. He does.
Because I don't know.
He's
I don't know what
guy.
I would do to you. I don't
but
know
then,
what
like,
do
they're
to.
Like, if he ever reached a breaking point where he just completely, like, let go and went fucking apeshit, that there's no stopping Superman. And that he would, like, he could destroy.
But kryptonite can stop him. So let's just assume that the plan works and he gets kryptonited. He's weak now.
Yeah, Batman's contingency plan works.
Yeah, he's beatable.
No, just say his mom's name. Martha!
So
Batman v Superman? Come on.
You gotta remember, like, Sean? They all know each other's weaknesses. We're talking about mano a mano, fucking, like, who's the baddest fucking superhero, like, you know?
Okay,
the Green Lantern's going to have a kryptonite ring. You know what I mean? Like. They're going to fight
that's not
with
how the Green Lantern works.
I know how the Green Lantern works, man. Don't talk to me about the fucking Green Lantern. Don't talk to me about I know Green David Lantern. Blake, okay? I know how the Green Lantern works. It's been described to me.
Right. It is willpower manifest in solid form. It's
thank
not
you.
Kryptonite.
Thank
it's...
you. Man. I'm just saying he could use the kryptonite ring. You know? He could put it on the other hand. It doesn't have to be the same ring.
Right.
Let's think outside the box, man.
He has
nine other fingers.
Do very well. He's very smart. He's one of the smartest people in either universe.
Okay.
Batman is supposedly like a, you know, super genius. So he's smart and crafty enough to maybe last till the end.
Okay.
But you know,
what about
his
Robin?
Counterpart in the
Robin?
Marvel universe is basically Tony Stark, is super billionaire.
Sure.
Super smart. So maybe Iron Man would have enough technology and smarts to outlast everybody else.
So do you think Iron Man and Batman would have been a better battle?
Iron Man and Batman would have been a would be very interesting to see who would win.
Because it's just gadgets like, on top of gadgets on top of
money,
gadgets, which
it's
is
money
cool.
versus money.
They're just throwing $100,000 wads of just bricks of money at
it's
each other.
It's kind of like the American political system at this point, right? Just throwing blocks
just, money just sitting money. In an empty swimming pool throwing money at each other until somebody passes out.
Just be like, it's funny. Someone brings out a nickel and no one's ever seen it before.
Right.
Like, what is that?
What the fuck, dude?
All right. So then if Superman is on top of the DC, so if it's, is it Superman and Batman? Are those your two? Do they triumph over
in
the rest
DC
of the
universe?
DC?
Those would be
so
up
then
there.
Who is the equivalent? If you
Marvel,
got,
I mean, you got to go with like somebody like Wolverine or maybe like Professor X. Is his mind powers are pretty fucking insane. And mm-hmm. he could very easily like, because he can essentially stop time. So only the Flash would be able to keep up with, would be able to break through that in from the DC universe.
Sure.
The Flash, I've been watching the Flash and like reading a lot of Flash comics and stuff. And it's kind of insane what they kind of say he can do.
Right.
He can essentially stop time. He can process things that happen in a, like a quintillionth of a second. And like he can think faster than anybody.
Sure.
He can basically break.
Well, basically the whole world. It's not that he's super fast, because I've watched the show as well.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily also that he's super fast. It's that to him, the world moves super slow. Like he can actually like if when he focuses on something like.
Yeah.
Just even like somebody carrying coffee through a restaurant, like they're extremely slow.
Right.
You know, like the way he sees the world. Yeah, yeah. The way he sees the world is basically like – it'd be like if everybody was like moving at the speed of a sloth and you were moving normal. Like if everybody in the world is doing that, you would be able to manipulate a lot of shit in a very short period of time, you know. It'd be kind of cool.
But I think ultimately Deadpool would win. He would be the grandmaster.
With his sense of humor? Is it because you like his sense of humor?
Because he is aware of his own –
mortality
as a comic book character, so he has that advantage that nobody else has.
Hmm.
So he can.
I think Hancock is pretty badass.
And they did a comic series where Deadpool literally killed the entire Marvel universe, and he was left alone.
So is Hancock a superhero from somewhere?
I don't know.
Or is he just his
I
own?
I think he's based on a comic book. There is a comic book. I don't know if.
But it's not DC or
it might be
Marvel,
like Dark Horse or something before they were bought by Marvel and centric. Well, we're out of time. That's it.
What a shame.
So Team Cap, Team Iron Man. Team Cap, Team Iron Man.
Team Cap.
Team Cap. I think we're all Team Cap in this because we're, you know what? Stay out of my business,
Freedom.
Government. Freedom. Right and wrong. Go for the good. Thanks for downloading and listening to America's favorite podcast.
Freedom, right and wrong. Go for the good. I'm just saying words.
Words that mean things. So sad. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshes. Make sure you check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Twank us on the Twitter at Ig and Un. You can also check out the website, ignorantuninformed.com. Download all the podcasts there. You can also subscribe on whatever podcaster you listen to us on, iTunes or what have you. And make sure you send us your topics to topics@ignorantuninformed.com. We'll be back next week. The brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshes all up in your grill. Peace out.